4 CBA Mobile. W4NGU.
Doctor.
And how are you doing today, sir?
Was that your car accelerating?
No, I'm driving my neighbor's car.
Well, didn't know if it was somebody besides you or whatever. Never heard it that way over the radio.
Either that or get hit, so... Yeah, people don't drive speed limit. In case you didn't know that, I thought I'd fill you in. So if you pull out, boy, you better be going.
You headed to play some tennis?
That would be a negative, Ghost Rider. I'm getting a box of stuff over to Caitlin's house. I don't know what it is. I'm just the courier. And, we're getting ready to have our, main bathroom remodeled. And, so we're gonna be, we basically won't be using that bedroom, which is the master bedroom, about 6 weeks. I imagine he said six, it'll probably be 8 or 10.
Well, I'm sure you found a good guy to do that. There's been a rash of people saying they got to have money for materials, and that's the last they saw of him, so I wouldn't pay him a dime till he's through. Of course, that's a bigger job than a couple of day job, but you understand that any reputable person has an account at Lowe's, and they don't need to be paid but every 30 days, so he should be finished with the job in most cases before he ever has to pay the bill. So it's a crock that he's got to have up front money. It's just a ploy. But I'm sure you're on top of that. But I've known one person lost $10,000 just recently and another one $8,000 just recently. And there's just almost no way to get it back.
So, I think we did 3 installments when we had the deck done. We paid him, you know, a little bit at the beginning and then a little bit in the middle, and then he didn't get the biggest chunk of it until he was done, and we inspected it, made sure it was, you know, up to specs, and in fact, he had to come back. One of the boards warped on the backside. I've seen them bow out, but this one actually bowed up and down. And it was running, you know, parallel to the ground, and it was actually going up and then back down. And it was the strangest thing I've ever seen. But anyway, yeah, this guy, he's a good Christian guy. He goes to church at my son-in-law's church, and he's done a bunch of work for people we know, and they all say he does a real good job and everything, so I feel pretty comfortable, using him.
Good, that's good. When I was a general contractor, I'd give a guy, you know, a draw. But I'd make sure he was nowhere near for the amount of work he'd done. I didn't even want him to entertain the thought of not coming back.
We had our floor put down, hardwood floor. I went in there one day, and all 3 of the workers were laying on the floor. I guess they were taking a nap. So I called the guy that, you know, we'd been touch with and mentioned it to him, and boy, he was over there in like 20 minutes, and those guys, like, you should have seen them, they were laying floor like crazy. He lit a fire under him.
Made anybody by the hour. I didn't have time to stay there with them, and I paid the grade man by the hour, and I told him one day, I pulled up early in the morning, he was about ready to grade off a new lot, and I said, man, I'll go get you a biscuit if you want one. But when I got back, he's sitting on his tractor. I said, why aren't you working? He said, well, I'm waiting on my biscuit. And I called Sonny Rim, and I said, the clock has not started out here yet. Graders have to work by the hour. That's just the way most companies do it. And I said, I am not paying before 9:30 or whatever. And he went ballistic that one of his employees would do that. But he just decided he'd sit there and wait on me to drive for a biscuit.
On his biscuit. On your time. I love it. Oh, me. Yeah, I worked for a guy, and he owned his own business, and he never was on time. Well, he'd say, meet me at McDonald's at 10 o'clock, and he'd get there at 11:30, and then he'd eat and sit there an hour and a half. And, you know, and I was getting paid because, hey, I was getting paid at 10 o'clock. That's when he told me to be there. So, he could sit there all day. I didn't care because he was paying me by the hour.
Well, you just have to watch him. Everybody's got stories like that, but I got some doozies. But being on time and punctual in later life, that's a big deal. When I was in college, and even right out of college here and there, I worked for Manpower, and they gave me the best jobs and took good care of me because they knew I'd show up and wouldn't quit. A bunch of people on jobs like that will show up, and they find out what the job is, and they'll go back home. But I would always stay and do the job, and I got to see a lot of different places in that job. That was pretty interesting, actually.
You were building this three-story house. It was in 78, I think. And it was off of Cleveland Street back in there. And it was a $90,000 house back then, so you can imagine what it would be now. It was huge. And there was this kid, he was evidently came with one of the bricklayers, and they were laying cinder block. And no, I think they had the cinder block down and they were laying brick. And he got a wheelbarrow load and took it to him, and then he got another one, and he said, I've had enough of this S. he just threw the wheelbarrow down and walked off the job. That was it. He probably worked about 15, 20 minutes.
W4NGU. Well, I worked some construction and worked in some plants, and then I had a job with Michelin. It was about 10 to 12 weeks, and they wanted a spreadsheet of every location in the country that sold Michelin tires, and it had about 50 columns, and they wanted it all redone and data put into it, and data rearranged, and you name it. And I had a lot of fun working there, just sitting there. I made that big spreadsheet for them, and I thought, this is pretty cool. I think I'll Think I'll get me an education so I won't have to pick up a hammer again.
KB4CBA. Well, I'll tell you, I framed houses and worked with this, that guy that, he was a nut though, he could do anything. And he taught me a good bit, and then I went back to college, but, wound up dropping out of my junior year and getting married. And then I wound up working two jobs for 40 years just to make ends meet. But I tell you, the Lord's been good to us. And even when Mona lost her job, we're not hurting for money. So I'm just grateful.
Yeah, we've all been blessed. Well, listen, I'm pulling in the driveway, and I got to get me something to eat right quick and then take her for a doctor checkup. And then I got to meet a man at 5 o'clock on some business. So you have a good day, my friend, and say hello to everybody, and we'll talk at you later. W4, we never give up. Clear on your final.
Well, it's a good talk to you, and I hope Teresa's going to... She's doing okay, and anyway, so you take care, and we'll talk to you later. W4NGU, KB4 CBA Mobile.